Pianist Gerald Garner is known as one of the great stylists of jazz. Praised for energetic playing and a swinging rhythm, he died in 1977 after recording hundreds of records and the hit song Misty. Now a reissue of his best-selling album and a new archive have revived interest in his life and career. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
In 1955, Errol Garner played a concert in Carmel, California. When his manager spotted a tape recorder rolling backstage, she grabbed the reels and decided to release them. The sound was lousy, yet the album went on to become a huge hit. Pianist Jerry Allen says that's because the playing is so exuberant.
You know, what we're really getting is, without any barriers, a sense of the way that this man viewed the world and what he wanted to give to the world, which was this wonderful energy.
Allen is one of the producers of the expanded and remastered recording, The Complete Concert by the Sea. The reissue includes 11 unreleased tunes that were discovered on tapes in a huge archive of Garner's memorabilia.
This was like a gift. It was this profound cultural gift.
Susan Greenberg is the niece of Garner's manager, Martha Glazer, who was executor of the pianist's estate. When Glazer died 2 years ago, Greenberg inherited the archive. She used the royalties from Garner's most famous composition, Misty, to fund the Errol Garner Jazz Project.
We came together to invigorate Errol's musical legacy, to try and put him back into the canon of great jazz pianists of the 20th century, and to support community-based African-American jazz projects.
Garner himself grew up in Pittsburgh and was completely self-taught. When he became hugely popular in the late 1950s, critics began to dismiss him as a sellout. The Errol Garner Jazz Project aims to rectify that view.
So what I can play for you right now is the earliest Errol Garner recording that we've been able to uncover.
Steve Rosenthal is the owner of The Magic Shop, the Soho recording studio where hundreds of Garner's newly discovered recordings are being digitized and remastered.
It's from 1937 at Hyde Studios in Pittsburgh. This is a cover of Exactly Like You, which was a very popular song from that era.
Errol Garner was only 16 years old on this session. It was among tapes with thousands of items that sat for decades in 9 storage containers in New York City. Ethnomusicologist Jocelyn Aram spent the last 2 years sorting through the material and preparing it for donation to the University of Pittsburgh.
This archive is extremely unique for the fact that it spans his entire career. There's everything from photographs to original tapes to his clothing, like his ties, so it really gives you a sense of who he was and what he was performing at that time.
Garner never learned to read music, but he had an extraordinary ear and ability to improvise.
I've heard, now maybe this is not so, but I've heard from several people that you're capable of composing a tune right at the drop of a hat. Are you?
Well, I have tried it, and I'm pretty sure I can.
Among the hundreds of reel-to-reel tapes in the Garner archive is a 1962 interview labeled simply CBS Radio. The host, who Garner calls Ted, asked the pianist to compose a melody on the spot.
Okay, Errol, here we are at the big 88. Now I'm going to give you four notes and then see what happens. Now, here are the four notes.
That right?
Yeah, that's it.
For all of his virtuosity, Garner understood that being popular meant connecting with his audience.
Even if it's a jazz number, or one of them, as they call it, a soul, or one of them way up ones, I still feel as though it has a melody to it. And I think the melody should always be developed.
Errol Garner said, "I like to play what people want to hear." For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.